I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Congress is looking at gutting international aid. Food for the Hungry's David Evans calls the cuts disproportionate. They would deny roughly 18 million people life-saving physical and spiritual help. The fight is in the Senate, but also on your knees.
U.S. government funding allows us to be in a number of countries that we might not be in if we didn't have that resource. Sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and working with local churches, helping to build their capacity, all of that would be curtailed, if not shut down completely, in those areas where we're highly dependent on this resource to be there.
Meanwhile, a mob of Muslim extremists attacked a group of Christian college students in Ethiopia. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the 17 students were on a short-term mission trip in Oma Village. They were handing out Bibles and talking to Muslims when one angry villager riled up a mob. The extremists threw stones at the students and beat him with rods. Militia tried to step in but were overwhelmed. Pray for healing and for the extremists to read the Bibles and come to Christ. And videos, a website, a slogan, and a passion for lost souls. That encompasses I Am Second. It's a campaign born out of E3 Partners' passion for lost souls and a desire to see people turn to Christ. It started last year in Dallas, Texas. Now, it's global. E3's John Humphrey says the slogan I Am Second makes people curious.
That's the first step in drawing them deeper into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and on the website they can be drawn deeper into an explanation of the gospel, how to connect with local churches, how to connect with local groups.
Young people are using IamSecond.com for evangelism and their curriculum for small group studies. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Have questions about today's stories? Just call us at 1-800-995-4828. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com, where you can not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.